This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hum Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
It is 10 minutes past 7. You are listening to the Hump Day crew. Now, I became aware of this cause through an email forward, and to tell us all about it, joining us on the line right now is Glynis Urges from Animals Australia. Glynis, thank you very much for your time today.
That's fine. Good morning.
Now, there's an I don't know if interesting is the right word for it, but tell us about the seal cull that's happening in Namibia.
Well, it's really tragic, I think. What's happening in Namibia is that seal pups, Cape fur seal pups, they're about 7 to 10 months old, are actually being separated from their mothers and then clubbed to death, that is, with large sticks. And this is an annual thing that's happening, and they're going to be allowed by the Namibian government to kill quite a number. It's hard to say how many they'll kill, but they're allowed to kill up to 91,000 of these seals just for fur coats.
Wow. Now, I've seen some pictures on your website, and it's actually just men with big sticks beating seals, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think most people might remember, some decades ago, and when the white coats, as they're called, and the Canadian seal cull used to be killed in a similar way, and that, of course, was stopped, although even Canada still continues to kill older pups, but in Namibia, I wasn't aware of it really, and why and how we became aware of it is because there's an Australian-based company that is the major buyer of the pelts, the fur and the skins of these young pups after they're killed, and that company has an Australian connection, and so we've been communicating with that company. It's called the Uviz Group, which is hard to say, but it is just disgusting. These are young animals that are still feeding off their mothers, that is, sucking milk from their mothers, and what happens is that these group of men, as you say, with big sticks, go in, they separate the seal pups from their mothers into a group, and then they literally start bashing them. And sorry, that's really horrible for people to hear, I'm sure, but I was absolutely shocked.
Yeah, it's something that needs to be raised, even how horrific it is. You still need to make this public and people know about and how they can actually help. Is there a way that the listener can help this cause and stop this terrible company still selling, which I'm quite surprised at, these seal skins?
Yes, certainly. The best way, even though, of course, it's Namibian government is allowing it to happen, it is only because there is commercial trade or an outlet for them. And this single company, Uviz Group, based in Sydney, and which has a processing company in Turkey, they are the only buyers of the fur at this stage. And so we are have been putting pressure on the director of that company, Hatam Uviz. And people, if they could help us, best to go to our website, which is www.animalsaustralia.org, so Animals Australia, all one word. And on the front page, there's a picture there, but then you go through and you're able to send an automatic email to the director of this company and ask him to please stop buying these furs because of the cruelty that's involved. And I have to say, too, another point in this is that the seal population in Namibia has been decimated over recent decades, and in fact, the quota that's allowed to be killed this year is more than scientists actually believe there are pups available, if you know what I mean. So it's a terrible environmental disaster as well.
Glynis, can sending one email really help?
Oh, yes, certainly, because it puts so much pressure on this person and this company. And, of course, many people have already been sending them, so the more, the better. And this person, this director and the company will realise that this is not an acceptable thing, and certainly that Australians do not welcome such a company dealing in such cruelty.
And I believe you've run similar campaigns in the past and they've had success?
Oh, certainly speaking up on behalf of animals does work. We have several terrific examples of that when we asked people to write to the different issue, but the Jordanian royal family about terrible killing conditions that one of our investigators had seen, the way our animals were being killed in slaughterhouses in Jordan. We got the royal princess, the sister of the King of Jordan, to get involved, and actually we closed down several of those slaughterhouses, and now they've let a contract to some Australian consultants to actually improve a whole lot of slaughterhouses. So that's one example of where a relatively small number of emails at the outset was actually to really change the course of animal welfare in Jordan, and we can point to that with instances in Australia too where we've actually changed government decisions.
That's great to hear. Well, Glenys, thank you very much for having a chat to us today and letting us know what's happening in Namibia. It's shocking, and the pictures, we've all had a look at the pictures, they're quite ghastly, really. Of course, you can go to animalsaustralia.org and there's an easy link there to send that email. Thank you very much for your time today, Glenys.
Thanks for your interest. It's great.
That's Glenys Ugis from Animals Australia. That website, again, please check it out. It's animalsaustralia.org. Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.